It's January 25. Today is exactly 11 months since I became the soldier. All these 11 months, I almost never part with my rifle. Like almost all soldiers of the Ukrainian army, I was given an AK-74 Kalashnikov assault rifle. This is the most massive type of small arms in the army. Everywhere I meet people in uniform with such weapons. Hundreds of thousands of people, just like me, almost never part with it, carry it always and everywhere with them, and even put somewhere near their beds for the night. A man with an AK-74 in his hand or behind his back has become a familiar or even obligatory attribute of any Ukrainian village or town. Even in cities located hundreds of kilometers from the front line, there are still people in uniform and with automatic weapons in their hands. And in 8 out of 10 cases, this weapon will be the AK-74. 2 out of 10 in the hands of the military will be some other modification of Kalashnikov or Western rifles that are sent to us by our Western partners and friends. But the AK-74 is just ubiquitous. Sometimes it seems that everyone has it. And the vehicles in the war are much less unified. There is no such vehicle that would be as common among the troops as the Kalashnikov. Everyone moves on what they can. Last spring, I rode a motor scooter around besieged Kyiv for some time. It is still cold to ride in March. The rifle hits the back. It doesn't go faster than 40 miles per hour, but there was only one alternative to walk. People living for the army often took their cars with them. As a result, now fighters can be found both in old rusty Soviet Ladas and in completely new Mercedes. It is important to understand that the Ukrainian army in the first days of the war increased in size several times, and tens of thousands of new soldiers and officers simply do not have enough of cars and trucks that were at the disposal of the state. And there is still not enough, despite the active help from both friendly states and private benefactors who bring minibuses, pickup trucks and SUVs from all over the world to Ukraine. Unfortunately, many of these vehicles do not live very long. The vehicles die when they run into mines, come under artillery fire and break down irreparably from very harsh operating conditions. Therefore, the need for new vehicles in the army will always be, especially in vehicles protected from shell fragments or at least from bullets. My father said that while serving in Afghanistan, he and his comrades hung their body armor on the doors of the cars in which they moved around the country. They opened the windows and simply threw a bulletproof vest into the window opening in such a way that one part of it ended up in the passenger compartment of the car and the second outside. I have never seen anything like this in this war. Probably because the effectiveness of this kind of protection is very, very low, and it is better to wear a bulletproof vest on the body and not on the car door. There are more chances to survive, and if the armor is both on the body and on the vehicle, the chances increase significantly. Therefore, the Ukrainian army has a huge number of self-made armored vehicles. Journalists and researchers even write books about them and release documentaries. They are made literally from what was at hand. The other day I saw, and even ride as a passenger, an armored car made from the demolition derby buggy as a defense door from a long broken armored personal carrier were welded into it and a machine gun nest was installed at the back. This impromptu armored car looks like both First World War vehicle and the strange desert warrior vehicle from the Mad Max. But it fulfills its task. It gives the Ukrainian soldiers the opportunity to move around and at least a little, but protects them from bullets and shrapnel.